Well, the coffee break, as you know, has become the smoke break of the 21st century. And I know here in our office, there's a mass exodus of people around about 9 a.m. as they all scurry out to get their morning cappuccinos and their lattes and their flat whites and their piccolos and their you-know-whats. So it's fair to say most of us love drinking coffee. But is it any good for us? Well, it turns out society's addiction to coffee might actually be helping us to live longer. We already know coffee is rich in antioxidants, and that's got to be good. But a new study out today has linked the coffee-drinking nations of the world with better cardiovascular health. Now, no doubt next week we'll have one that says it's bad for your heart, but for the time being, we can be thankful. If that's not a good reason to go down the coffee route this afternoon, I don't know what it is. So I thought I'd catch up with a man who knows a thing or two about coffee. He's considered the godfather of Italian cuisine in Australia, Stefano Manfredi. He was born in northern Italy and, as they say, was basically weaned on coffee. And I'm pleased to say Stefano joins me on the line right now. Stefano, good afternoon.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well. You were weaned on coffee. What was the earliest you can remember drinking coffee?
Well, look, I was born at home like a lot of kids in the 50s in Italy, and we lived above a coffee shop, and so I was born above the coffee shop. My father used to go down into the coffee shop to play cards with his mates, and I would often go down with him. So he'd always put his finger in, you know, get me to put my finger into his espresso coffee and take a little taste.
Yeah.
And so, you know, basically from the earliest memory that I've got that taste of coffee.
Fantastic. Tell us about this place, Gotto Lengo. Is it? How do you pronounce that?
Gotto Lengo. Yeah. It's really a one horse town in a Sergio Leone movie, really.
So how does someone come from a town like that, the one-horse town, to be so out in front when it comes to Italian cuisine in this country?
Well, look, my mother and grandmother were fantastic cooks, even in the town where I spent the first 6 years of my life. But, at that time, Italy was a bit of a basket case, as it is today, in terms of the economy. So we migrated to Australia, and, you know, once we were here, my mother kept cooking the same sorts of things that we had in Italy.
I bet.
And then, you know, we opened up a restaurant, and that led to me looking for the best sort of coffee. And, you know, we started to import some coffee. We were very desperate, but importing coffee means you're getting the coffee beans here rather stale. You know, we should have been roasting our own coffee here. And so in 2000, Dow Egberts and us formed a partnership to roast Espresso di Manfredi. So we're now 13 years old, and you know we've got we now export coffee to China, Vietnam, Thailand, etc.
And just tell me, in terms of coffee, I remember living in China around about 13 years ago, and the first Starbucks came to Beijing when I lived in China, and I thought to myself, I bet you the Chinese jump onto that. And the last I heard, there were about 60 Starbucks in Beijing.
Look, when Starbucks first opened up here, which was, I think, 9 or 10 years ago, I was asked, I actually went on radio, and they asked me, you know, what do you think of Starbucks, you know, this American thing that's coming. I said, look, it's fantastic because it gets young coffee drinkers starting on coffee.
Yeah.
And it's great for us. And they've done the same in China. And they start people off on drinking coffee. It's like the porphyry pearl of coffee.
Yeah. Or the Black Tower.
Yeah, or the Black Tower of coffee. But you know, eventually you grow up and you wanna know what the real thing tastes like.
Mm.
And that's when you start getting into proper, you know, espresso Italian type coffee.
So is China a good market for you, given the fact that they're cottoning on to enjoying you know, everything from a cappuccino to a piccolo?
Yeah, look, it's still mostly a tea market. And look, I'm a big fan of really good Chinese and Taiwan teas, but they are slowly developing a taste for for coffee, and you know, it's growing at a very small percentage each year. But you know, because it's such a large market, then the growth is actually worthwhile.
Isn't that fantastic? And how are your restaurants going? You've got Bala at the Star, which I have been to, you've got that wonderful outlook looking east across the city and the bridge. Great outlook.
It's fantastic. And funny you should mention Warhorse, because we're getting the same reaction at Bala, because we're literally, you know, 20 paces from the Lyric Theatre. Star. And people are coming in after the show going, wow, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's this real buzz about it, you know.
People
are just loving it.
Yeah.
Our restaurant at the Star is going fantastically well, and so is the one on the Central Coast at Kilkenny.
At Bell's. Yeah, what a wonderful spot that is.
Yeah, there we've got our veggie garden, and you know, it's such a great place. The gardens are fantastic. We've got bees, we've got chickens, we've got fruit trees. You know, it's a bit of a paradise for me.
There's never ever a retirement in line for you, is there?
Not really.
Why would you ever retire when you're surrounded by great coffee and great food and great wine?
Well, you know, you wouldn't. You know, like you wouldn't swap this for quids.
No. It's too much fun.
That's too much fun.
All the very best, Stefano.
Thank you very much.
And we should mention Espresso Di Manfredi, and it's a great range, all that sort of stuff. That's the plug for you. But at the same time, I think the secret to living longer, as we've discovered with that study today, could be olive oil and coffee, and the Italians have known this for decades and centuries.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And eat a small amount of meat, but make sure it's really good. And eat lots of seafood.
I'm with you.
We're slowly changing here.
I'm with you. Thank you for your time, Stefano.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, Stefano Manfredi, there you go. Talking coffee this afternoon. That's what the study says. That's the latest one. As I said, they'll wait till next week and it starts telling us don't have too many coffees.